And there we leave the BBC World Service to start the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today reports from the National Farmers Union Conference, where the DEFRA Secretary Steve Reed faced a frosty reception. Charlotte Smith was there, and she'll be telling us all about it at 6:15. Before that, the Shipping Bulletin, News Briefing and Our Prayer, and a look ahead to this afternoon's drama.
Drama on BBC Radio 4.
At 08:46 today, there was a major incident.
Serious train accident at Moorgate Station.
Based on the 1975 Moorgate Tube disaster.
They told us it's the safest transport system in the world.
I think my daughter might have been on that train that crashed at Moorgate.
Nobody said there was a solid brick wall inside the tunnel.
Moorgate, by Lawrence Marks and Morris Gran.
Suppose there's someone still alive.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
We're alive! We're alive!
Starting today at 2:15.
Now here's Matt Taylor.
Thank you very much, Jane. Good morning, all. Let's start your day with the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 26th of February. There are warnings of gales in Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall and Malin. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Rockall, 1002. Expected Dogger, 1006 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in south at Cira. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. South 40s. Westerly, backing southwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southwest. Showers, good. North 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest, backing mainly south, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, then mainly west or northwest 5 to 7 later in Tyne and Humber. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover. West or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 5 to 7 for a time, veering northwest later in Humber. Rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. West or southwest, veering northwest later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Biscay. Rain or showers, perhaps squally, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, occasionally 3 in Seoul later, increasing 7 or perhaps gale 8 later in West Fitzroy. Showers, perhaps squally, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Shannon and for a time in South Irish Sea. Becoming north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Fair Isle. Rain or showers, perhaps squally, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. South 4, recent rain, 12 miles, 1005 falling. Stornoway, southwest 2, 19 miles, 1005 falling slowly. Lerwick, west, northwest 3, heavy rain, 19 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Lucas, west, northwest 1, 16 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 1, 1012, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1018. Jersey, southwest 4, recent rain 7 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Southwest 5, 5 miles, 1017. Scilly automatic. Southwest 6, rain 2 miles, 1014, falling quickly. Valentia, west 5, 13 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, south by west 4, heavy rain, 2 miles, 1008, falling quickly. And Malinhead, southeast by south 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1004, falling. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation. Rain or blustery showers will move across all areas during today as an area of low pressure moves eastwards across the British Isles. A ridge of high pressure will then build overnight to bring lighter winds and a good deal of fair weather for Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then mainly west, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest becoming variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northwest, 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South backing southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, then northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 later in south. Fair, rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Mainly south, 3 to 5. Backing southwest 2 to 4, then northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly 4 to 6 for a time, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain for a time, then showers, good, occasionally poor for a time. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, veering west, 5 to 7, then northwest later, 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time. Rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain then squally showers, good, occasionally poor until later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Cyclonic, becoming mainly westerly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in south and west, occasionally 3 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 4 to 6, soon veering west or northwest 5 to 7, then northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers becoming mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor until later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeasterly 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor until later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Squally showers, occasionally poor until later. And Shetland Isles. West or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that's your shipping bulletin.
Thanks, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 26th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Ukraine says it has agreed the terms of a major deal with the US, giving access to its vast mineral resources. The Trump administration has welcomed Sir Keir Starmer's decision to increase how much Britain spends on defence. In business, BP is expected to announce that it's to slash its renewable energy investments and focus instead on increasing oil and gas production. And in sport, England's cricketers prepare to face Afghanistan in the Champions Trophy. The BBC has been told that a deal has been agreed to give the United States access to Ukraine's mineral deposits. There's been disagreement between the two sides over the issue, but a Ukrainian source says the latest version of the plan contains many improvements. Speaking to reporters at the White House last night, Donald Trump said he understood President Zelensky wanted to sign the agreement with him in Washington on Friday.
It's okay with me if he'd like to, and he would like to sign it together with me, and I understand that's a big deal, very big deal. And I think the American people, even if you look at polling, they're very happy because, you know, Biden was throwing money around like it's cotton candy. And it's a very big deal. Look, it could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever. But it's rare earths and other things.
Sir Keir Starmer will travel to the U.S. later today ahead of a meeting with Mr. Trump tomorrow. The U.S. has welcomed the Prime Minister's decision to increase how much the U.K. spends on defence to 2.5% of GDP by 2027. But charities have criticised the decision to divert the money from the foreign aid budget. David Miliband from the International Rescue Committee says aid money helps with security.
Britain has a proud record of seeing international aid as an important arm of its foreign policy. Obviously, defence and security policy is critical to that, diplomacy is critical to that, but the arm that relates to foreign aid has been a proven winner for the UK as well as for the people that it's benefited.
The White House Correspondents' Association, which organises coverage of the US presidency, has accused the Trump administration of undermining press freedom. The White House has announced that it will now decide who gets access to events, which will include more voices from outside Washington. The White House spokeswoman, Caroline Levitt, says the move reflects a changing media landscape.
Moving forward, the White House press pool will be determined by the White House press team. Legacy outlets who have participated in the press pool for decades will still be allowed to join, but we will also be offering the privilege to well-deserving outlets who have never been allowed to share in this awesome responsibility.
Israeli and Hamas officials say the latest impasse in the Gaza truce deal has been resolved by mediators. The bodies of four Israeli